The big event risk on Thursday's docket is the Bank of England policy decision. The broad expectation is that the central bank will go ahead and raise interest rates by 25 basis points, though some are now considering the possibility of a more aggressive 50 basis point move. What we've been seeing out of the UK in recent weeks is a clear drive higher in inflation, something that simply can't be ignored. Moreover, strong employment data the other week should only add to the case for the BOE to be leaning more to the hawkish side in its communication. Remember, at the last meeting, we also saw the central bank reveal the largest upward revision to GDP on record. So everything here is pointing to a hawkish central bank decision. But now that we've said all that, it'll be interesting to consider what might happen to the pound in the aftermath. At this stage, there has certainly been a lot to go around as far as hawkish expectations go. What this does is put the pound in a position where it will likely need something super hawkish to inspire a meaningful rally in the aftermath of the event risk. This could come from something like a 50 basis point rate hike. But short of 50 basis points, we actually think the balance of risk could be setting up for a sell the fact type reaction with so much bullishness priced into the pound of late and global sentiment on the downswing, which would inspire broad US dollar demand. That being said, the strategy should be for the market to be looking to take advantage of any meaningful dips in the pound to build long GBP exposure on account of yield differentials that should continue to slant in the pound's favor. That's all for now.